The Cure, close to me, on the home of Rock Sport and Talk for Liverpool. I'm in shock, I must admit. Didn't think in my lifetime I would see an England football team in the semi-final once again, because I was born and I was around Chris, the producer, who told me he was born in 1990. Just go out the room. But I didn't think it would happen again for a very long time. But well done to Gareth Southgate and his team through to the semi-final of the World Cup. Glad to say, joining us on the phone line to discuss today's game, big Everton fan, and I've got a funny feeling we may talk Jordan Pickford, but a massive England fan as well, Sarah Halpin, welcome to Game On. How are you feeling at the moment, and how is the war paint on your face? Because I've just been shown a picture that you've sent across of your makeup, or your well, how can we describe it, Chris? I think it's war paint. You've gone to war with the team today. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel like I've gone to war with the team today, I tell you, mate. Yeah, I've got to thank Snapchat for that wonderful filter. I can't claim that the paint was done to myself, but no, I'm fully carried away with it now. It's coming home. I'm going mad. I've lost my head. I am just loving it, mate. England in a World Cup semi-final. For the first time in my lifetime, I'm going to annoy you two even more now. I'm 92, so I just missed
Italy. It's your first one. I mean, put it into words for me. Going into today's game, what were you feeling? Hand on heart, tell me honestly, did you think the team would do it, or is it going to be kind of another England team getting so far, but we just kind of fall at the final hurdle?
Do you know what's strange? It's for the first time, I actually genuinely felt confident about this. And, you know, you want to be wary because we can be guilty of looking at, we all know what the route to the final is. And you're looking ahead and going, okay, so we've got either Croatia or Russia, and then we, you know, and you're thinking we should at least get to the final. We've got such a good chance, and you've got to think, well, we don't want to take an eye off the ball. But with this group of young players and the way Gareth Southgate got them, you know, we hear him talking a lot about you write your own history, and this is your chance to make your story. And they just seem so full of confidence, and the togetherness and the belief that they have in the team is something that I can't recall seeing in previous teams. You know, the golden generation, when we've got that team of players where we really should have gone on to win a trophy, we say that was probably our best chance. That was the thing that was missing, I think. I think the whole nation, the manager, the players, everyone is really, you know, singing from the same hymn sheet. Everyone's on board, and it's just incredible, mate. It feels like we're in dreamland at the moment as a fan, I think.
Okay, well, let's break it down. Goals from Harry Maguire and Dele Alli. My personal opinion, Harry Maguire has come on leaps and bounds. Every time he pulls on that England shirt, he looks bigger and better. What a header, what a goal, the perfect start for us.
Incredible, yeah, and I think Harry Maguire is somebody who has suffered a bit of stick. I've got to be honest, even, you know, prior to this tournament, I was a bit unsure about it myself, but I think he really has stepped up to the plate, not only defensively, but of course, you know, he, as you just said there, he comes up and claims the first goal for England with a super header. And that really set the tone there. I think that took kind of the nerves out of it because it's such a huge occasion. I think it was crucial that we got the lead. And once we did, it felt like we were in control and going to go on to win it.
Yeah, and of course, Dele Alli, well, he's been a brilliant player over the last few seasons for both England and, of course, Tottenham Hotspur. He's had his little fitness woes this World Cup, but he was there to pop up with the second goal. I always thought if we got the second goal, we weren't going to lose the game. Sweden, to be fair to them, though, they came out at the start of that second half and they went at England, and it was important England got that second goal.
Yeah, definitely. I think there was that spell, and it's a quarter-final, so they're going to come out and they've got to give everything and try and cut England open. But thankfully, we had a solid display defensively. Not only Jordan Pickford, who it was a man-of-the-match performance from him, and he was unbelievable, but I think the whole team today can be very proud of themselves. There were some really crucial tackles at the back. So defensively, midfield, up front, the whole package today, it was a really, really impressive performance.
Right, you just mentioned JP. Let's talk about him. Everton's goalkeeper, someone you know very well from watching him week in, week out. He came to Everton 12 months ago. Everyone tipped him to be the next England goalkeeper. Gareth Southgate, seen something, thought, yeah, he's going to be my goalkeeper for the World Cup. Had a little bit of stick during this tournament from certain TV pundits who I think had to eat their words in the last game. And I think they'll be eating their words once again after this game, because I counted 3 world-class saves in that game today.
And as you said, each and every save that he made was world class. I think he's just stepped up to his critics and made them eat their words, as you said. And I think not only today, but as you said before, you know, they'd have been toasting to him on Tuesday night as well. He's really come forward. You've got Harry Kane, of course, is going to get the headlines as well. He's leading to get the golden boot in the competition. But I think Jordan Pickford now has really become a poster boy of this tournament for England. And it's the fact he's been that underdog as well. And he took a lot of harsh criticism, uncalled for. Belgium game, I feel like he was a scapegoat for the whole team, and arguably he couldn't do anything about the goals that were conceded anyway. And I just love the fact that he can come out now, and he's not the kind of guy, he's a really down-to-earth grounded lad. He's not the kind of person who's going to come out and go, I told you so. He'll step up. Said before the game on Tuesday as well, you know, got every faith in watching Jordan this season, week in, week out, that he has got such an old head on his shoulders. He's 24 years of age, but he's got that maturity. He's got that confidence. If he makes a mistake or he gets sick, he will come out and prove his doubters wrong in the best way, which is on the pitch.
And of course, semi-final Wednesday night, we find out who we play a little bit later on. Who's your money on, Croatia or Russia? Or aren't you bothered because we're in the semi-final? We're in the mix.
Oh, it's brilliant, because you just know that now it's going to be such an exciting game to watch, knowing that we're going to be in that semi-final. But I keep changing my mind of who I'd rather play. I think you've got to look at Croatia and think, with players like Modric, they're such a dangerous side. But Russia have really surprised me as well. So I think I'm just going to try and not think about who I want too much and just try and chill, enjoy the game as much as I can, and enjoy the fact that England are in a World Cup semi-final. It's just madness.
Sarah, we'll leave it there. Thank you, as a jubilant England supporter. And of course, you'll be back with the Blue Room this week at semi-final day as well. So you could be talking Everton, but I've got a funny feeling you could be talking England, Jordan Pickford, and a possible World Cup final. As ever, Sarah. Oh. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch up very soon. And enjoy the rest of your night, by the way, and enjoy the celebrations with everyone else across the country.
Thanks ever so much, Graeme. It's been a pleasure, and you too.
See you later. There you go. Sarah Halpin from the Blue Room, but today, not from the Blue Room, England Room. Can we set up a new podcast, a new show on the station? We'll have the England Room, because we are all very proud of the team. They are through to the semi-finals of the World Cup. We'll have more reaction, more great music coming up very shortly as well. Got some Thin Lizzy and Blondie to play for you. And feel free to get in touch with us at Radio City Talk. Tell us how you're feeling at the moment. England are through to the semi-finals of the World Cup.
We've been thinking,